Al-Bayan Radio presents A Journey to the Hereafter, presented by Naseem Abdi.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah. We continue with the minor signs of the Day of Judgment, and we're up to sign number 18, and that's Shahadat al-Zur wa Kitmanu Shahadat al-Haq. And that's for the people who will hide the truthful testimony on purpose, knowingly, and they will put forward knowingly testimonies which they know to be lies. And we have seen this become apparent, especially in nowadays, where unfortunately in the courts, we have people who have their own personal benefits and their own personal gain, get the people who also share that personal gain, or because of their allegiance to that person, purposely lie, knowingly making false statements. And they know the truth, and they move away from the truth, and they stick to the lie. And this, the Prophet ﷺ said, is from the signs of the Day of Judgment. Also, sign number 19, intushar al-amn fil bilad, that the safety will be widespread in the world. And this happened a lot in the time of the Muslims, from, for example, after the death of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, especially in the time of Umar radiallahu anhu, the people became safe and the people became happy and the people were okay and the people were living in security and they weren't in fear of being attacked, etc. And the theft was at a low. So this was a very good time for the Muslims, and there was safety and peace and tranquility. And it happened also throughout times of the Muslims throughout history. Even though there were a lot of times of hardship, a lot of times of trials, a lot of times of tribulations, but this time came and went, and it will come back in the time of the Mahdi, if not before that. May Allah Azza wa Jalla return peace and safety to the lands of the Muslims, along with success and prosperity, and most importantly, Iman. But for there to be safety in the lands is from the signs of the Day of Judgment. Also, a sign from the minor signs of the Day of Judgment is tatawul ri'a ash-shati fil bunyan, for the shepherds to compete in building high buildings. And we see that nowadays in a lot of the Arab countries where their forefathers were actually shepherds and poor people, and were in need of others to keep them going, to keep them alive, and to give them a lot of time basic life essentials, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened up the doors very quickly of wealth upon them. And we see that what they've done with this wealth a lot of the time are unbeneficial things. Things like competing in building towers. So you have one person in one country saying, I want to build the world's tallest tower. And then another person in another country right next door saying, no, I want to beat that person to have the tallest tower in the world. And you see, just a stone throw away, there are Muslims, sometimes from their own distant families, but from their own same tribes, but simply from another part of the country, or just a neighboring country, and some of them don't have basic necessities and food to eat. They don't have basic medical supplies, etc. This is an unfortunate sign of the Day of Judgment, which we see extremely prevalent today. The next minor sign of the Day of Judgment, sign number 21, and these are in no particular order once again, we just mentioned as they came in the book. خروج نار من أرض الحجاز, for there to be from the place of Hijaz, which is Mecca, Medina, Jeddah, that part of what we now know as Saudi Arabia today, that particular part, Mecca, Medina, Hijaz, and those areas close to there, this is called Al-Hijaz, for there to be a fire out of there, to the extent the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, yani the necks of the camels in Basra will be seen. And this happened, that there was a fire, subhanAllah, in Al-Madina, and it could be seen in Al-Basra, all the way in Iraq. And this happened in the year 654. In the year 654 Hijriya, this happened, and this is recorded in Tafsir Ibn Kathir. He mentions narrations about this actually happening. So this sign actually, subhanAllah, has come and passed. And this is from the prophecies of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because how would he know that a fire would happen? Look at the precision. A fire would happen in Hijaz and it will be seen in Iraq. So this was a massive fire, something that is not a normal occurrence, but subhanAllah, it did happen, and it's been recorded by our scholars exactly when it happened. Another prophecy from the prophecies of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and a sign from the signs of the Day of Judgment, is for there to be a lot of policemen. So people specifically working to uphold the laws of the government, whether those people are righteous or the oppressors. And this is another prophecy of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the Prophet spoke about them in a bad way, unfortunately, because what you have a lot of the time is people upholding and supporting the oppressor, even in his oppression. So you see a policeman, yes, he is only a policeman, but unfortunately, he's making firm the throne of the tyrant in many cases. And this is why the Prophet said to us not to be part of the police force when they are tyrants, even if they are Muslims, so that we don't assist them in their oppression, but for there to be a lot of policemen, because this wasn't at the time of the Prophet ﷺ, nor even really at the time of the companions. Yes, there were guards, yes, there was an army, but as for the policeman to be something internal, to be someone who looks after protecting the ruler or the king from the inside, then this was not known in the time of the Prophet ﷺ or the time of the companions radiallahu ta'ala anhum. But in the later days of Islam, then this became prevalent. And up until today, where you have in a lot of the times, the police force is almost, you could say, there simply to uphold what the ruler wants, rather than fulfilling the purpose of serving and protecting the people. Another sign from the signs of the Day of Judgment is the dhahab wa ahl al-khayri wa ad-din, the going and the passing of the people who are of righteousness and religion. And this is because, this sign is seen where you look around you and you find so many bad people, so many non-religious people, and so little people to call these people to goodness. And this is a sign of the Day of Judgment. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us about this. Unfortunately, this is a reality that we live and we see day to day. And it's not something that we like. It's not something that we enjoy. It is something that we unfortunately live with. But we do our best, dear brothers and sisters, as righteous Muslims, as trying to be righteous Muslims, to stop this from happening, to increase the numbers of the righteous, to increase the numbers of the good, and to do our best to call people also to righteousness. Another sign from the signs of the Day of Judgment is ظهور الفحش والتفاحش وقطيعة الرحم وسوء المجاورة. For people, for the immoral sins and the immoral acts to be prevalent and to be widespread. And we see this today like it's never been seen before, where in Muslim countries, Muslim women openly وَلَيَذُ بِاللَّهِ committing zina, openly opening places where people can go and commit immoral acts, openly on television stations, you know, dressing immorally, calling people to immorality, speaking about immoral things, if not committing the act, وَلَيَذُ بِاللَّهِ on screen. And this is the lowest a person can drop to, where they have no fear of Allah, nor any shyness of the people. This is a sign from the signs of the Day of Judgment. And also the cutting of the ties of kinship. The Prophet ﷺ mentioned the cutting of the ties of kinship. And also for people to be bad neighbors to one another. And this is also unfortunately seen. And this, dear brothers and sisters, we need to stay away from. We need to learn modesty. We need to teach modesty. We need to preach modesty. We need to learn how to be good to our relatives, our family members, our cousins, our uncles, our aunties, our brothers and sisters, and most importantly, our parents, our children, and also to be good neighbors. To be good neighbors, not to harm our neighbors, not to annoy our neighbors, to be nice and kind to our neighbors, to be respectful towards our neighbors, etc. Because all of these opposites of being bad and being immoral and cutting off the ties of kinship are signs of the Day of Judgment, and they're also sin. Another sign of the Day of Judgment, the 25th sign with us now, is intisharu riba wa aklul haram. For riba to be widespread, and there is almost not one person on the face of the earth except that he has to do with riba one way or another, either in a great amount purposely or in a small amount unknowingly or unwillingly, unfortunately. And this is common with the banks. And if you want to get paid, you need to have a bank account. And that bank account, even you try and call them up and tell them, I don't want any interest. And subhanAllah, almost impossible these days to get away from riba. But a person needs to do his best to keep himself away from riba and to eating the wolf of the haram. The Prophet ﷺ even mentioned, and a time will come where people will not even care whether his لا يبالي, he doesn't even care whether his money is halal or his money is haram. We need to look at where is our money coming from, because so many things are dependent upon this. The barakah in our house, the barakah in our lives, the righteousness of our children. We're going to be questioned on the day of judgment about our wealth, where it came from, where it went, etc. And our final sign of the minor sign of the day of judgment that we go through for now is irtifa' al-aradhil was-sufaha, for the widespread and the prevailing of those who are simple minded and those who are in an informal manner, not ignorant but even stupid. This is an informal term, yes, but even to this extent. To the extent the Prophet ﷺ said, لَا تَكُمُ السَّاعَةُ حَتَّى يَكُونَ أَسْعَدَ النَّاسِ بِالدُّنْيَا لُكَعُنْ لُكَعُبْنُ لُكَعِنْ. The Prophet said, the hour will not come until the happiest person on the face of the earth will be Luka. Luka is a simple person. Yani a simple person, the son of a simple person. Why? Because he doesn't have to use his brain. He's so simple. He doesn't care. He's so ignorant in this life. He just, and if you were to look at nowadays, he sits there and watches TV day and night. He wastes his time. There's nothing beneficial and he thinks he's living the most happiest life. He looks at the world around him, he's got no idea what's happening. Not in his own country, not in his own neighborhood, not in the Muslim countries. He has no idea. As long as he's sitting down and he's got his packet of chips and his drink and he's watching TV, he's happy. Luka ibn Luka. A silly person, the son of a silly person. We don't want to be from these people. Also about the people who will speak about the religion or speak about the major matters of this ummah and of this dunya. And they are simple people. And they are simple people. This is also a sign of the Day of Judgment. They called the Ruwaybidah. The Ruwaybidah, waliyadu billah. Allah wants to save us from ignorance. Allah wants to save us from arrogance. Allah wants to save us from all of these sins, major and minor. And always push us towards and drive us towards and motivate us towards. And allow us to love that which is good, that which has our righteousness in it. And that which has our benefit in it in this dunya and the hereafter. We stopped at the 26th minor sign in the book from the minor signs of the Day of Judgment. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, we'll continue with the book Rihlatun ila Dar al-Akhirah, A Journey to the Hereafter by Sheikh Mahmoud al-Misri Hafidhullah. In the upcoming episodes, make dua for us, make dua for yourselves, and make dua for the Ummah. Always work righteousness, prepare for this day, the Day of Judgment. And as we mentioned in the previous episodes, every person's hour starts when they pass away. So let us prepare for that day and also the day where we will stand in front of Allah Azza wa Jalla and be accountable for all of our actions. May Allah Azza wa Jalla make that day a day of righteousness for us and a day of happiness and a day of ease. هذا والله أعلم وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله محمد وصحبه أجمعين والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
This program was presented by Al Bayan Radio, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah.